Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this here podcast, I come to you every Friday because Friday is high day. And all that means is I'm here to raise your levels of consciousness and get you thinking about something differently. So today's episode is not going to be too extended, okay, first of all. Today I just want to talk about 2020, okay? And the vision that I had for 2020 before all of this pandemic and coronavirus and lockdown and epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, happened, okay? So this is my vision for 2020, all right? My 2020 vision. Okay, so I know that some of you may feel like it's a dream, all right? Like you ain't woke up yet, okay? Or that you're in a game. You know, like you're in the game of Jumanji, all right? And this is only part of it, all right? Some of you may feel that way, but I'm here to say this is real life, people, okay? You know, the world changes, and you can sit here and be naive to think that when 2021 hits, you know, everything's just gonna go back to the way it was, but I did an episode previously back, all right, about the new normal, okay? And so you can't be naive to think that as soon as a new year hits, you know, things are going to go back to the way they were. You know, it does not work like that. First and foremost, let me say that. But I know this year has messed up a whole lot of our plans, our vacations. And, you know, I just refuse to allow fear and a year to stop me from being great, okay? From moving forward and from achieving my goals. You know, that's just not me, fam, all right? So when I stepped into 2020, I had spent, you know, I already spent the last 6 months prior rebuilding my mindset, understanding that I needed to care for myself in a way that nothing outside of me in this physical world could fix. I had to change the way I perceived my environment. I had to unlearn some things. I had to learn some things. I had to protect my energy and my vibes in an environment that was no longer cutting it for me. I deserve better from myself, okay? I deserve better from myself, for the people in the back not listening, and from the people around me. And I did my best. I really tried my best to stay positive, but something inside of me, okay, deep, you know, in my soul, told me my time at this job, at this place, you know, it has expired, okay? So 2 weeks before the new year, I walked away from a job that I resided at for nearly a decade. And honestly, the feeling was bittersweet, okay? You know, there were some bittersweet feelings because there were some people that I worked with that I spent that amount of time. And you know, a decade is 10 years, okay? So I spent that amount of time with these people, you know, in my life. So there were some people I couldn't even say goodbye to because I knew I was just going to burst out in tears. So I didn't say goodbye because it's never goodbye. It's until next time. All right. But I quit that job and I had no plans. Honestly, I had no plans. All I felt was so much relief when I left that job. Okay. What I did was, I did what was right for me, what felt right for me. I told myself I would never do things the same again from that day forward. It taught me that it's okay to let go of things that are no longer working for you, that are no longer working in your life. Ending things, okay? Endings lead to new beginnings. And that was the mindset I had that rolled over into 2020. Now, that job taught me a lot of skills, okay? So I'm not here trying to down anything that I learned there, okay? It taught me a lot of people skills. It taught me a lot of, you know, home improvement skills, like a whole bunch of stuff that I collected over that time. And I'm grateful for that. But before this pandemic, I was already being spiritually awoken, okay? I was seeing all the signs. Like I said before, I was waking up at 3:33 in the morning, 2:22 in the morning. You know, I couldn't sleep. I just felt in my heart, though, that I can do so much more. And if it's anything, all right, if it's anything that this year has taught me, is that time is your currency. How I spend my time and who I choose to give my time to is all that matters. My time is precious and yours is too, and you should treat it that way, and you should use it wisely and spend it doing only things that make you happy and brings you joy. Spend your currency with people who nourish and nurture your soul, your friends, your family. This is a time for you to appreciate those relationships and yourself. 2020 taught me that I can create the life I desire. It taught me to hustle. It taught me to learn more. It taught me to enjoy my solitude. It taught me to be grateful for all the things that I have. All the things that I have lost. And all that that has taught me, and to trust in the power of the divine. To have faith that I will be provided for at the right time. Always. Always. Not in my timing, but in divine timing. So if you didn't come out of this pandemic, or if you don't come out of this pandemic, because who knows how long this is going to last. But if you don't come out of it with a new mindset, a new skill, new habits, new behaviors, or some type of understanding, then that might explain why you believe 2020 is a shitty year. I don't think that at all. I've done and learned more about myself for myself, okay, this year than any other year. I have always depended on me, but this year I depended on God. I am depending on God, still, always. I know that I'm doing and creating each and every day. And I know that what I'm doing and what I'm creating, I am not creating this alone. I am a co-creator. And when I am told to move, I move, and I don't mean that literally. I'm just saying that I move differently now, okay? I don't do things that I used to do. I don't tolerate as much as I did before. You know, I'm an empathetic person, but I still let somebody know what's really good, okay? You know, don't try me, fam. But all this means is I've learned to say no to a lot of toxicity in my environment, in my life. So my 2020 vision has opened my eye, that third eye, to another level of consciousness. I thought this year would be the year that I get everything that I was pushing towards, okay? I thought this year was going to be that year that I get everything that I want. But now I know that 2020 is the year that I appreciated everything that I have. I appreciate everything that I have. I appreciate this podcast. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate my family. I appreciate these clothes on my body, the shoes on my feet, the roof over my head, the running water, my sight, my vision, my life. I appreciate it all. So today, just sit still, okay? And see all of the good that has come to you this year so far. And I promise you, if you're looking for the good, you will find it. I am so proud of you. Proud of you all, okay? Who still walk around with your head held high. A smile on your face behind the mask. You know, stop waiting for 2020 to be over to make changes, okay? Because if you're not fixing what's broken inside, your outside will forever fall to pieces for the people in the back not listening. If you are not fixing what's broken on the inside, your outside will forever fall and crumble to pieces. And I'm just keeping it real. So stay positive in times of adversity and be true to who you really are. And if you don't know who you really are, this is the time to find out. The time is right now, okay? To hone in on your solitude, okay? Be alone with yourself so you can know exactly who you are and who you are meant to be. It may take you some time, okay? But you can get there. I appreciate you for listening. I really do. I love you. I want nothing but the best for you. So I'm sending all of my good energy to you. And I'm sending love and light to you. And learn to cultivate love and light in your life. It's essential for your soul to shine, okay? And like I just said, I'm sending good energy to you always because it's Friday, it's high day, and you got 3 months left, okay? You got 3 months to go and possibly the rest of your life, okay, to see the blessings in every day. That's what I want you to see. I want you to look for them. I want you to look for reasons to feel good every day instead of focusing on what's not going right. Focus on what is going right, okay? And all of that being said, remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here. Now, here's something new for you all on this podcast. You can now message me. If you have a question, a comment, or just simply want to say hello, hit your girl up at 702-714-7894. Again, that's 702-714-7894. I look forward to hearing from you.